am you. Like that? Fresh Fest on Demon FM.
Hello and welcome to the afternoon show on Demon FM. Today we're talking about Freshers 2016. You're joining me with Ross, my lovely Northern Irish friend, and
none of that.
How has your Freshers been so far?
What have you been up to? So very, very tiring. I'm struggling. It's struggling, but it's been great, great crack. Been up. Probably count the number of hours of sleep I've had on one hand, but we'll not go into that. Have you been to many of the fresher events?
You know, I haven't, and therefore I can assume I've had a bit more sleep than you have.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that enjoys a good cup of tea, and I set up last night to watch the US presidential debate because I'm a politics student. So
oh, really?
I was watching Clinton versus Trump at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I've had a bit more sleep than you, but not too much more. So, yeah, have you found Leicester? Because it's obviously it's a new place for both of us.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you enjoyed about the city?
It's a nice, wee compact city. Like, it's not too big. Well, for me, it's quite big because I'm coming from a place where you could count the number of cities in one hand. Mm. Everything you want, you need is sort of like within walking distance. Like, I'm staying at Filbert Village and it's 10-15 minute walk from the campus, and like that's one of the furthest accommodation. So like I probably won't be saying that when it's lashing down with rain and it's really cold in the winter, but I'll take it just while the weather's half decent. Yeah,
absolutely. And we're both journalism students as well, I should also add.
Yes.
And I didn't realise when I walked in the room to do this show today that we both went to a Tigers match.
Yes, Tigers v Bath.
Like yep. The second day I was in Leicester.
Yes.
We thought, why not? And it was a winning one as well. So I that was chucking it down with rain that day as well. So it's a typical British weather here in Leicester.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it absolutely. And I think we should go to a song right now. And so here's Lady Gaga.
Be wrong, caught up in your show. Yeah, at least now I know it wasn't love. It was.
That was Perfect Illusion by Lady Gaga, and you're listening to the afternoon show, Fresher Special on Demon FM with Toby and myself, Ross. So, Toby, what are your plans for the rest of Freshers?
Oh, I honestly don't know if I'm going to many more Freshers, like, nights out this week because of an experience or two I had over the weekend. It doesn't suit me very well, is all I can say. So I reckon I'll spend my days doing something productive rather than nights and exploring the campus, rest of the campus. And on Thursday, I know there's a society's fair and a sports fair.
Yes.
I've been thinking about joining a sports team because I used to do some sports.
Yeah.
And as of recently, I've done, let's say, none. And so I might join squash or badminton or something coordinative, and so we'll see how that goes. Yeah, how about yourself?
I haven't got any like tickets or anything to any Freshers events, but I'm the sort of the same with you. I think I'm going to go to this on Thursday to see all the clubs and societies, and like yourself, I was thinking about taking up a sport. Like I used to play rugby, don't anymore, might take that up again, but or might just try like a sport just never done before. Like I've never played squash, but I know like haven't seen it like at the what wasn't that the Olympics but previous Olympics, I think it was that. Just watching that, like it's so intense, and like you need a good fitness. And to be honest, my fitness isn't really that good. But yeah, it will be interesting to just to see like what different societies and all are, because like I know they've been saying like there's like hundreds of them. It's like,
oh yeah,
I find that quite hard to believe, because like I'm like coming from school where there's like, maybe you could count them on, like, they're stretching into double digits, like, but not really anymore. And to come to a place where, like, loads. So it's a bit surreal.
Well, you get what you pay for here. I mean, I think with the sports, I think I have the build for squash. I definitely don't have the build for rugby. Like, that brings back horrific memories of PE from the last sort of 3-4 years before I started doing A-levels. And I don't have the speed. And I absolutely don't have the strength. If I can lose another thumb war to my sister, I can absolutely not win a game of rugby on a team. But that should be really good fun. And I'm looking forward to just seeing what other societies that have that I'm not particularly familiar with. Like, there's everything now from there's a Pokemon Go society starting this year. Not that would interest me, but I found it notable in that it's very obscure, and then again, there are so many young people playing it nowadays that I suppose there's a reason to have one.
Yeah,
but there's everything here. It's really great.
Have you been playing much Pokemon Go?
I haven't at all. I don't understand it.
I'm the same. Like, I have the app still downloaded. Really tend to just to
delete it.
Yeah, because I'm finding it hard to get into like what it's. I find it confusing. I don't really understand what to do. Plus, like the internet, it'll drag your internet usage way, way up, and it could be really expensive.
Also, there's a thing called going outside and then looking at the thing you're seeing outside instead of at your phone outside. That doesn't count. I mean, people may say, oh, it brings children outside. And I said, yeah, but to do the same thing they do inside, it doesn't count. But that's my opinion of Pokemon Go. We could have this discussion for a long time.
Yes. Now we're going to head to another song. Send Them Off by Bustine.
Fresh Fest 2016. Demon FM.
With you every step of the way.
Your voice.
Your music.
Your station.
We are Demon.
Good afternoon. The time is now 1 o'clock. I'm Toby Jeffrey. A social media campaign has inspired people to donate their first new £5 note to charity. Twitter user John Thompson created the idea after people were being negative about the new design and thought charities would be more than happy to have them. The hashtag #FirstFiver trended throughout the UK, seeing a big promotion for many different charities. In local news, De Montfort University's Fresh Fest has been in full swing, with over 30 events during the day and night to give new DMU students the best welcome to Leicester and the university. Highlights have been the Welcome Weekend, with acts from different societies putting on performances, and Louisa Johnson of The X Factor performed at the Freshers' Ball at the Athena. In sports, it's a historic night for Leicester's football, as Leicester City's home game against Porto will be the first ever Champions League game to be staged in Leicester. City striker Mark Albrighton is looking forward to hopefully making it a night to remember after he made history himself. Albrighton scored the team's first ever goal in Europe's elite club competition after just 5 minutes, but has said he still wants more for the team. In weather today, expect clouds throughout with highs of 18 degrees at around 3 p.m. That's all for now. You can find more information and tweet us at DemonFM.
But we're talking about the most brilliant mind this world has ever seen.
I've got demons running around in my head, and they feed on insecurities I have. Won't you lay your healing hands on my chest? Let your ritual clean. Soak the ropes with your holy water. Tie me down as you read out the words. Set me free. Set me free from my jealousy. Won't you exercise my mind? Won't you exercise my mind? I want to be free as I'll ever be. Exercise my mind, help me exercise my mind. I should be thinking about nothing else when I'm with you. Should be thinking about nothing else when I'm with you, ooh, with you, ooh, oh, oh.
Your mind exists somewhere altogether different. It lives in a world where feelings simply cannot be defined by words.
So what's your highlight been for the week so far?
I don't know. It's just... I just like just moving in, settling in, and just getting to know the place and finding out good places to go. Mm. And just getting the, like, sort of the cheats, as in find out what maybe, say, people who are from here do. They know what to do, know, like, shortcuts, like, and all that, and just settling in. What about yourself?
Well, it's been really great meeting new people. I mean, I've been lucky enough to be given flatmates who I can agree, and they're all very tame, like, yeah, myself, and they're all lovely. And I've just been enjoyed meeting people on the course. I mean, if I can meet you at Welford Road on the second day of me living, yeah, in Leicester, I'm sure there can be many more instances where I can meet more people coming up in the future. But it's been great. I'm just loving university life, and should be a good 3 years, I hope. I'm actually looking forward to learning, which is a change. So that should be good fun.
Never thought you'd hear someone say that about education.
I know. If you would have said that to me 2 years ago, I would have laughed straight in your face.
Yeah.
It's been great. So I think that's going to wrap up our show today. Thank you to everyone who's joined us today. Let us know how fresh it has been so far via Twitter at DemonFM. Stay tuned for the afternoon show, which will be coming up next. Thanks for listening.
Freshfest 2016 on Demon FM.
Buckle in, you're in for a ride.